Penguin Random House Audio presents Behave, The Biology of Humans at Our Best and Worst by Robert M. Sapolsky. Read for you by Michael Goldstrom. To Mel Connor, who taught me. To John Newton, who inspired me. To Lisa, who saved me. Introduction. The fantasy always runs like this. A team of us has fought our way into his secret bunker. Okay, it's a fantasy. Let's go whole hog. I've single-handedly neutralized his elite guard and have burst into his bunker, my Browning machine gun at the ready. He lunges for his Luger. I knock it out of his hand. He lunges for the cyanide pill he keeps to commit suicide rather than be captured. I knock that out of his hand as well. He snarls in rage, attacks with otherworldly strength. We grapple. I manage to gain the upper hand and pin him down and handcuff him. Adolf Hitler, I announce, I arrest you for crimes against humanity. And this is where the Medal of Honor version of the fantasy ends and the imagery darkens. What would I do with Hitler? The viscera become so raw that I switch to passive voice in my mind to get some distance. What should be done with Hitler? It's easy to imagine, once I allow myself. Sever his spine at the neck. Leave him paralyzed, but with sensation. Take out his eyes with a blunt instrument. Puncture his eardrums. Rip out his tongue. Keep him alive, tube-fed, on a respirator. Immobile. Unable to speak, to see, to hear. Only able to feel. Then inject him with something that will give him a cancer that festers and...